geweldige zachus, an honor and a privilege to be here, to come back to my alma mater. I did spend a number of years here before, 2 years in Karen Biavne, MTA, Yeshiva University, early admissions. Had a choshev rabbeim that I'm sure you all know, Rabbi Yonasan Sachs Shalita, Rabbi Yatursky Shalita, Yachas with some of the other Rosh Yeshivas. It's a tremendous zachus that each one of you have to be zoichet to so many choshev miyuchadik at Tamir HaChamim in such a yeshiva, in such a makam taira. To have been invited to come and say Yeshiva tonight is the Gevaldig is a chus, and I just want to be makar tov for this opportunity. We're here now in the month of Kislev, we're heading up to Hanukkah. First question we have to ask is, what did the Yevanim want? What Lamaisa was it all about? We can understand the Avodah Seyom, and clearly it's incumbent upon each and every one of us, every time a moed rolls around, the first question that beckons our inquiry is, what is the Mahus HaAvoda? What is the task on hand? What are we supposed to work at? And the way we often derive, how do we infer what the Nekudas HaAvoda is? We have to find out, well, what do they want? What did they want to attack? What did they target? What were they after, Yov and the Greeks? And from that, we can deduce, from that we can infer, L'chaira, what our Nekudas HaAvoda is. Avada, like the Bach says, Nesrash Lubel V'dosom, they slackened off. They were somewhat lax. That's part of why it happened. But Lamaisa, what was Yovan thinking? So we're all familiar. It's Yadua Mepharsim, the Megillas Antiochus, the very first paragraph, Antiochus, Melech Yovan, Antiochus, Gematria 156, Melech Yovan 156. Who was the Melech? Melech backwards, Kulam. Who embodies? Who was paradigmatic? What Yovan was all about, that's Antiochus. Antiochus 156, Melech Yovan 156, Alpi, the Bnei Yisoschar, and Mamori, Choche, Kislev, Vatavius, Yosef, Atzadik, of course, based on Kohelis, Prag Zion, Posig Yedalit, Zelu, Mazel, Solokim, Yosef was the Bechina Shekinegan. That's why Yosef himself is Gematria 156. Yosef HaTzadik was one chelek of the Zel HaUmazeh to go in and comment to thwart the negative influence all that Yovan tried to bring to the table. So who is Mesama? Who symbolized? Who epitomized what Greece was all about? Antiochus 156, Melech, Melech backwards, Kulam. He is Gematria Melech Yovan. So what did Yovan want? Antiochus looked around and he said, look at these Yidden. Look at these Jews. They have a das that's shoina from Dasena that's different from our das. We have to go ahead and get these Yehudim. They don't want to intermingle. They don't want to go ahead and swallow themselves, allow themselves to be absorbed, assimilate, acculturate into the masses, into Greek society. They don't want to join in our Olympics, v'chulei, v'chulei. So what are we going to target? We're going to target the bris avoysam, the bris zot megillas antiyachis between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now what's the best way to go ahead and target bedafka the bris? Ayyadei, number one, practically speaking, bris mila. Let's get them with bris mila. Let's get them with Rosh Chodesh. Let's get them with Shabbos. Azoy, zog, zoy state in Megillas Antiochus. See, yes, it was a time of Gezeres HaShemad. They were gozar mitzvahs, but clearly they targeted three mitzvahs miyuchadus, three mitzvahs proteus, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and mila. Mila went off from the Sefer HaChinuch HaMitzvah Beis. Mila is that the shinoi that we do to the goof that highlights the sense that we're miyuchad, we're moved, though we're different from the Umas Olam. In fact, the writes the Zichra Menachem on the Medrash Pliya and Parshas Tazria, and brings down a Yalkut Sofer and Parshas Lech Lecha. And Frank the Yalkut Sofer, Mila such a choshev azach, Yudgimol Krisus, Nichrusu on Bris Mila, the Ramban and Parshas Emor, the whole shame, the musik, the content of Yisrael came into the world. Ayyadei Avraham Avinu's Bris Mila. A bris mila, such a choshev, a heilig azach. Then why is it that the Jews wait until day 8? Yes, we know the maral, we know all the other sfarim, all the mahalchim, all the gishot. Why would Davka wait until number 8? But if it's such a choshev azach, why not be nolan mahol? Let's be born already circumcised. In fact, we have a list, 7 people, Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Noach, 14 people, Perek Beis of Avos to Rabbi Nosson, enumerated in Avos to Rabbi Nosson, 14 people that were all Zaycha, they all merited to be Nolan Mol, Tzach Hoshem Azach, Yaakov Inu is Tam, when Akud in his Tamimus, he was born Mol, Adam Rishon born Mol, it's such a Hoshem thing, so why didn't Hashem just make us all born, already circumcised, Zach the Yaakov Tzay for Parshas Lach Lacha, because then you would say, Merci, Kishtei Yeshua, so looks Chalil V'chas, like there's more than one God, there's a God that's fashioning the Jews, and a God that's fashioning the Goyim. Jews are coming out one way in the game, are coming out another way. You'd say, "Yo, it's Mechshik Hashem Yeshua." So we don't want to do that. What's the whole sugya? Brochas Lama Gimel Amar Beis Megillah Chafayim and Aleph. All the mode, the Mishas Kenosa. Why do we silence Mechshik Hashem Yeshua? So Machlekes Rashi Bahag Rabbi Nachanan Oteisus Lama Dalam and Aleph. We have many shitas in the Rishonim. But Sof Kol Sof, it's Mishas Kenosa. It's a Dover Maguna. It's Mechshik Hashem Yeshua. Rashi says, you don't want to do something that looks, God forbid, like there's more than one God. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, la'afuki, that. To exclude, to preclude any possibility that someone's going to say, God forbid, that there's more than one God. I'm going to make all the Yidden come out the same. Yes, 14 people, Avistar Nosen, 7 people, Menashtar Chumah, Hadam Yuchadigaschus. But Ba'ofen Kalev, Hamon Am, the multitudes of people, they're going to come out in the world the same. And then you're going to do what? Zokta Chinech HaMitzvah Beis, you're going to be mouthed yourself. There's going to be a Shinoi in the Guf. And you're going to go ahead and say that my Guf is different now. I'm going to go ahead, now that I am a Yisrael, and I'm coming into the covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to give myself a stamp. I'm going to brand myself with an act of circumcision and thereby highlight to myself and to everybody else that I am muftel. I am now mamish separate and I'm uniting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm now part of the Alma. I have the stamp of nation. It's similar in the Drosh HaSarav and his Drosh HaParshas Kairach and the footnotes of Salvation says, Eger Shanaskaya, what does he have to undergo? He has to undergo Milan Tvila. What's Milan Tvila? Mila is, I give myself the stamp. I want to be part and parcel of the Jewish nation, of the Jewish people. So I have to give myself the stamp that I'm now a part of Am Yisrael. I want Tvila. Tvila is after Salvation. So it tells, now I go into God's world. I go into the mikvah like the Shemesh Shmuel writes in Yoni Rosh Hashanah. You go into a world where man can't live. You can't breathe. The mikvah only works when you fully submerge yourself underneath the surface of the water. You commit symbolic suicide. I'm destroying the person I've been until now. That's why, what do I do? It's a Bria Chadosha Mamish. I'm Nola Gershon Eskari Kyochin Ola Dami Yavamas Chapeis. I'm an Allah for the places in Chas. I'm a Bria Chadosha Mamish. I come out. Avram Avinu Chagiga Gimel Alphas Tchila the Gerim. He's the one who brings the Musig of Brisvila into the world. We're starting out a new Am. We're starting out Yisrael. Yaakov, who is going to be Mamshech, the Shem Yisrael, but the one to bring the Musig, to introduce the concept of Yisrael into the veil. I'll be the Ramban and Emmer of Avram Avinu Bedafka Yidei the Brisvila. I'm Nifdo. I'm separate. I'm Nifrosh. Umuvdo. I'm a Kodesh. I'm different than everybody else in the world. I'm not part of the Umas Olam. We came out the same, but now I'm Bris Kodesh. Dein Abreit, Maral, Eit, Lamal, Manatevo. Now I show I'm part of a nation that is Pe'etzem, Lamal, Manatevo. So I'm Mavdo myself from everybody else. That's the Nid of Bris Milo. Alpi, the Chinuch, Maral, Vachule. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Makanish Yisrael Ve'azmanim, the koach that we have, Al Yedei the Kiddush that Hashem is Makanish us, we now are inculcated with the same concept that we talk it can be Makanish Yisrael. We have the Shlita. When do we become an Am? Yetzias Mitzrayim. What mitzvah are we going to bring in tow? HaChodesh Elohim Rosh Chodesh. Everybody else is under the Maracha of the Shemesh. You're under the Maracha of the Levana. Malchus Beis David, of course. Nimshal till the Levana. We all go after the moon. It's a new Marechas HaZeman Legamri. We're living on a different plane. Granted, we still might deal with the solar calendar year, but the lunar calendar is the Iker Koveya. We're living in a different Marechas HaZeman. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together, this Indian of being Mekadesh the Zeman, Kedusha HaZeman, we're something special with something different. It makes sense. Therefore, what are they here to target? You think that you're different. You hear that you're special. Here you are, Shino in the Guf, Be'etzim, giving yourself the brand, the stamp of Rabbi Smila. We're going to rob you of that. We're going to strip you, divorce you of that. Gevaldig is a chus. You're one of us. You're just like us. Olympics, we play Olympics in the nude, and you're going to join us. It's all worshiping the goof, worshiping the body that's out of fizzy. That is Yovan. Yovan is what? Yudvav Nun. The only three letters in the Aliphase, there's no Pnim, there's no Pnimius. It's all simple and basic, mundane, materialistic pursuits. It's all the Olam HaGashmi. There's no space inside of Yud, Vav, and Nun. It's the same thing all over again. Just like the solar calendar year is called a Shana, it's Shina. It just repeats itself. It's a constant review. The Umas a constant distinction to the moon. The moon is Bechinas Chodesh. Achodesh Elachem. That's Loshen Ibn Ezra. Ramban. It's Loshen Veschachus. A constant renewal. The waxing and waning of the moon. The sun states Yotzei Hashem. Mishkin Gevur also stays the same. Always main. It's a status quo. That's Loshen Shana. It's the same thing over and over again. That's the Goyim. The Goyim. It's all mamish the same thing. We have a Shabbos in Rosh Chodesh that says that we're different. We're lamaylam and azman. We're meyuchad. Goyim, Yelvin specifically wants to uproot. We don't want any pinimius. We want to just look at the chitzayni, yud, vav, and nun. Yud, vav, nun. It's the same thing all over again. We start with the yud. The vav is just the yud repeating itself, doubling itself. Nun, sofit. Same thing all over again. There's no eschatches. Yud, vav, nun, sofit. It's just being mamshich the kavhala. It's just witnessing the same thing over and over again. And of course, I'll be the maral. Yud, chedusha agadus, menachos, chavtas, and beis, kibakashem, and so olamim. Holom habis created with the osir, the only letter in the chop beis, osir, shilal beis, that doesn't sit on the line. It's not here in the olam hasiya. And the olam hamaisa, olam haba, was created with the yud. That's bechinas machshava. That's Isaac Asimov in his book of facts. The smallest cell in the human body is the zeros, the sperm cell, and that's mechina seyud. It's all about potential. It's all about bekoach, not about bepoel. Smallest cell, that's the yud. It's the smallest letter in the alphabet. It's almost non-existent. It's merely represented by a spill of ink, a drop of ink on a piece of paper. That's olam haba. That's machshava. That's tosha apah. That's menachas chetes arbeis. That's the mechina of the yud. Zok the grol lekuta grol and ksavyan. That if you spell out the yud, it's yud vav dalet. What's that? Take the yud, take the makor olam haba, the shorash hakol. Take mashova, take Torah, and do what? Yud vav dalet vav. Be mamshich the yud mamshich, and bring it down to the olam hamaisa, to the olam hasiya. And then once you bring it down to the line, take yud, the only letter that hovers above the line that's not here in this world. Yud vav nun, bring it down, as opposed to zok the gra, that we're yud vav dalet. That's the bechin of the yud. Take it now that it's here with us in the olam hamaisa. Be mispashi, disseminate, promulgate ruchnius into the olam hagashmi, into the dalet ruchas olam, the four directions of the world. That is yud vav dalet. What does Yavin do? Yavin says, I take the bechin of the yud, I take all in yoni yellow kus, I take godliness, I take spirituality, I'm also going to model you, I'm going to be vav, I'm going to be mamshich it, mamshich the kahala, I'm going to bring it out to this world, but instead of spreading ruchnius and disseminating it, spreading it into the dalet ruchas olam, I'm going to bury it deep into what? Into artzius, into chumrius, into gashmius, into the world of the oretz, into the world of the mundane materialistic pursuits. You vav nun, I want to bury it in the ground. Perhaps we could be matzio based on the Likute HaGro, the Indian that throughout the Sefer that delineates Malchus Beis David, Sefer Divrei Yomim. David, of course, is spelled not simply Dalet Vav, Dalet Gematria 14, but Dalet Vav Yud Dalet Gematria 24, with the extra insertion of the Yud in between the Vav and the Dalet. What's this idea of the Yud? Perhaps one could suggest as follows. Since the Gro just got through telling us that the whole Tachlis HaChaim is unite, merge, fuse Olam Haba and Olam Haas, Abachina Samachshova, Koach and Poel, take Olam Haba Yud, Vav, Bimam Shechet to the Earth, to this world, to the Olam HaMaisa, and now take the Dalet, spread Ruchnius into the Dalet Ruchas Olam. So what's the Tavkid of Malchus Beis David, the famous Arizal, a number of places, the Kotei Torah, Parshas Hazino, and elsewhere? Adam, of course, is Rosh HaTevis, Adam, David, Mashiach. David is the Mamutza, is the intermediary that's going to carry us from the days of Adam Rishon through the days of Mashiach. And Mela Adam looks into the future and sees that there's going to be a Nephil, a mere miscarriage. He's not going to have any Chias. Famous Zohar, Chelak Aleph, Tzadi Aleph, Amid Beis. Adam Arishin gives 70 years, 70 years of life of Shlemus. Mishnah Perkei Avos, Hei Chaf Aleph, that Shivim, that Seva, that Sviya, I'll be the Morel, it's an Indian of Shlemus. I give a Shlemus to Kechayim, 70 years to the King of Sevens. David is the King of Sevens. David is the Gematria 14, 7 doubled over. David tells us in Tehillim, Kuf Yotesh, Sheva Bayom Hilaticha. David was the seventh son of Yishai. And whom does David marry? A woman that has no name. What type of name is this? Bat Sheva. Her parents couldn't figure out her name. There's the name of the daughter. So was she born on the seventh day of the week? Oh, what's going on, Bat Sheva? You know, they say, and Ripley's Believe It or Not, it's like Pity in the Bazaar. Page 72, they bring down that there's a woman back in 1978, a woman in Bryn. She named her child Friday, February 11. It's Mamash Abbott and Costello, who was on first. What's your name? I didn't ask the date for quite a long. Give me your name. Friday, February 11th. And Isaac Asimov brings to page 485 of his book of facts that people of the Mayan Indians and the Ashanti tribe, they did the same thing. They were naming their children after the day upon which they were born. Mamash Meshugas. So what about Sheva? She was, well, what's Pshat? But Teretz is Sheva, of course, up in the Maralka. You do in many places. In the Vilna Gaon, in Dvar Eliyahu, and Eiv, and Beis Aleph. Shiva is a lotion of Svi of Achalta and Savata. It's an Indian of completion. 7 days in a week, 7 years in a Shemitah cycle, 7 Shemitah cycles. You all know about the number 7. Obviously, you read Malcolm Gladwell, The Tipping Point, page 178. Brings down the idea from George A. Miller in the Psychological Review, 1956. The idea of magical number 7. Everything in the world, it's 7 digits. Gladwell brings in the name of Jonathan Cohn. 7 digits in the phone number, that's how much we remember. So the Rodomy to 7 notes. The 7 sky, everything is in the world of 7s. Everything in the world. And the Olamat Teva, of course, is 7. Shemini is when you eat too much, you go beyond Sein Sheish and beyond Sviya. Beyond Machalta Vesata Shiva, Loshen Sviya, you get a little Shemin, you get a little fat. What's fat? That's Bechina Shemina. That's the Malamat Teva, Shemina. Shemona Osio Shemina. That's the one parsha in the whole Torah named after a number. What's the one parsha named for a number? Shemini. And what's going on in Parsha Shemini and other Vaniyah? Go Michutz Ligvolot. The Tzad Hashav, all the dais in the Sephora, the Torah's gone him. It's all about what? The common denominator, the common thread, as they went where they shouldn't have gone. They went beyond their gvolot. They didn't want to get married. Mishle lamed aleph lamed isha yosheshem hidasala yosheshem. The woman holds us in place. She combats the yitzhar. She keeps us frozen, immobilized. They didn't want to get married. It's all about unbridled, unfettered, unrestrained. Ava ayinasi b'sholom orgedayo v'chulei parsha shemini. That's shemini. That's v'chida lamalam and atzeva. That's Chanukah, of course. The whole maral and their mitzvah. 8 days of Chanukah. It's all about shem and the shem and it's tzafah. Tevi Amayim. Mayim is the symbol of the Olam HaTeva, thus occupying 70.79% of the universe, 70% of the universe, the Riboy of the Sheva, the seven continents, the seven skies, the seven seas. It's all about the number seven. There's a lot more, but that'll be for another shiur. I'll go upon him. The whole idea of Chanukah is, it's all Nisim L'mala Menatefa. It's all about the Shemen, that's Tzav HaGavim Mayim, the oil floats on top of water. That Shemen, the Shorashi, the magical root of Shemini, that Shemen Tzav HaGavim Mayim, Shemini is Bechinis L'mala Menatefa. The heroes of the story, of course, Chashmonaim, Ches times Shmona. That's what they were all about. It was all coupled, the whole lineage of Shemini, whole lineage of L'mala Menatefa. They want to bring us back into Teva. Who's going to be Mashlam Adam Rishon, David HaMelech? Who's going to bring us to the Achras Hayamim, David HaMelech? David is Dalet Vav Yud Dalet, Afshar based on the Gra, that the whole Indian of life is Yud Vav Dalet, is take Yud, bring it down to the line, be Mespashi, the Koach Yud, the Chin of the Yud, and to the Dalet Ruch HaSolam. What's the Tafkid of David? To be Mashlam Adam, to carry us through the days of Mashiach. What's going to happen, Bechin as Achras Hayamim? We have to go into the Dalet Ruch HaSolam, we have to gather, we have to consolidate all of the Or HaRuchni, gather it from, bring it in from the Dalet Ruch HaSolam, Dalet Vav. Vav, Bimam Shech, and now back to the one straight line, and then the insertion of the Yud. David HaMelech is going to bring it back to the Shorash HaRishayna, the whole lineage. The Ramban, Ma'arav, Achule, the whole lineage of Achras Hayom is going back to Utopia, is bringing everything back to the Shorash HaDavar. It all came from the Yud, it all started from the Yud. We add a Dovin, when we have a Sefer called Dibra Yom, and that describes and delineates the whole lineage of Malchus based Dovin. He spelled Dalin Vav Yud Dalin. The whole Iker Talchus is, I take all the Kochas HaRuchni and the Dalin Ruchasom, I bring it back to the Vav, and now I bring it to the Yud. Once I bring it back to the Yud, I was Malchus. Or everything to its own respective Shairash, only then can I bring it back to the Dalla, now spread it all into Dalla Ruch HaSolam, Alpi, the Ramban, and most we showed him that's Achras Hayomim somewhere down in this world, the ultimate synthesis, the ultimate fusion, the merging of Olam Haba, Olam Haza, Achras Hayomim playing out down here in the Olam HaGashmi, infused with utter and stark Ruchnius. That's the two worlds coming together, David connecting the Yud, and of course the Dalla. That's the whole idea of why a Yad is called a Yad. The Gra writes, a Yad, a hand is called a Yad. Gematria 14, 14 joints in the hand. But what's the idea of the Yad? The Isha is the Hey. The Isha gets the Osei. The man gets the Osyud. Isha is the Hey. What's the Hey? I'll be the Maral. Hey is, I take the Yud, I bring it down to this world. That's the leg of the Hey. And now I attach the Yud to the Dalet. That's the Tzura of the Osei. A Yud and a Dalet. That's taking Ruchnius and attaching it to the Dalet Ruch HaSolam. That's the woman. She takes the sperm cell, attaches it to the egg cell, which is the largest cell, interestingly enough, in the human female body. And now she does what? After 9 months of nurturing it, she brings it into the Olam Hasiya. She is man's best friend. She is the other half, the other Chatzi and Neshama. She is the Reya. She is the Binyan Adayad. Also in the Nusach of the Shever Brachas, Binyan Adayad. She's the Binyan Ladora. She's the ultimate Reya. No coincidence. It takes how many days? 270 days. 9 months of 30 days apiece. 9 times 30 is 270. No coincidence. The Gematria of Reya. Your best friend. Always spelled Chasiyun in the Chumash is Reish Ayin 270. And she is the Binyan Adayad. She's the Binyan Ladora. Binyan Adayad. Of course, not coincidentally, is also Gematria 270. Takes 9 months times 30 days to become the Binyan Adayad. She is the Rei. That's why the only two other names besides Chosin and Makala, Chosin and Akala, appearing in the Nusach of the Shever Brachos is what? Binyan Adayad. And she is the Rei Mahupim. And it's one and one the same thing. She is now the union. She brings it all together. She's the ultimate Dreya. She's your ultimate best friend. Vihata Recha Kamocha. Second Parak of Kedushim. Amal Alpham and Aleph. Avsar Lakadish Isha Chirena Shemit Tiskana Baila Bechol Yishinu Hata Lareyacha Kamecha. She is the epitome of your Rei. Rei 270 Binyan Adayad. 270, that is the tachlis of the Isha. David HaMelech will take all that ruchnius now and spread it into the dalet. That is the kochli yadayim. What do the yadayim do? A yad is a yud and a dalet. A yud juxtaposed to a dalet. Together they form the yitzur of the osay. What is the yad? I take all machinas machshova. And how do I bring it down the pole? How do I bring it into the olam ha-maisa? I yaday the yadayim. The maisa yadayim. Yadayim the esav. Esav loshen asiya. Esav the shasada. I yaday the conduit, the medium of the yadayim. I take my machshovas and I bring them the koch lapole. I manifest. If that koch of the Machshava, Aide the Yad, that's the Yad, Yud and the Dalet, which together comprise the Os, the Tzura of the Hay. See, Yovan's no Pnimius. Yovan's the same thing all over again. It's Yud Vav Nun, no Ischachos, no Moon. We're looking at being Mavata, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, and Milah. So there's a lot to talk about. Why Davka these three? We also find the Rambam, Paragimel, Halach Aleph of Hilchas Chanukah, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch as well, Kuflamites, and Sif Aleph, and again in Sif Gimel. There was a Machina Poshtu Yudayim B'Menos Yisrael, and B'Mamaynam. We have Ksuvas Gimel Amad Beis, Kol Abasula Nisi Kibol Hegman Tachila. There's also an Akuda that they targeted the woman of Klal Yisrael. So They have many different mitzvahs, many different things in mind, different intentions. But when you put it all together, what did they really want to do? What was the Ikar Nekuda? Can you give a shiur on each and every one? When you lump it all together, what did they want? The first thing the Rama mentions, Babaya Sheni Kishamal Chayovan Gozu Gezeris HaYisrael. Ubalu dasam, and they wanted to be mavatal to make null and void their religion. Veloinicha osam lasik b'teiru v'mitzvahs. And then pashti yodem and mamayim and nasayim and nechrus ulheichal. Even before you get to the being matame to defiling the sanctity of the heichal of beisaidus, what's the first thing they wanted? The first thing Rambam mentions is veloinicha osam lasik b'teiru v'mitzvahs. When you put it all together, lump it all, what is it all about? They wanted to be mavatal the teiru, the esek ha-teiru. In addition, besides looking at a Rambam and a Kitzur and all the Gedolei HaPoskim, anytime you want to understand what's really going on, the place we go is the Tzuras HaNusach HaTfilah. You always go to davening. I know the Nefesh HaChaim has an Arichas and Shabbos, how we can't even imagine all the Sodei Sodas and the Ramazan HaTayra ensconced, encapsulated within each and every word of the Nusach HaTfilah. And the Nusach HaTfilah is Zogta Nefesh HaChaim. You open up your Siddur HaShash, your Siddur HaRizal, Siddur the Ramach, the Shalom, the Chidal. Take out all the Heilige Kavanis, all those amazing Kavanis. You go there, you saw, you watch the Kabbalah of Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, you watch the Gamliel Rabinovich, you see the big Siddurim and all the Heilige Kavanis. Zogta Nefesh HaChaim, with all those Kavanis, they didn't even scratch the surface. The Ari, the Ramach, take all the Gedolim and Kabbalah from Shimei Yachai, take everyone from the 1500s, and you put it all together, doesn't even scratch the surface without you, can just get overthinking. And Pile Plum, Zakta Sam Sefer, and Droshus and Chalik Beis, he wants to be Matziah, he wants to propound an unbelievable Kiddush. He says, Nir Lefiyan Yazdaiti, much more than what the Nevesh HaChaim writes. He says, Nir Lefiyan Yazdaiti, then Achei Knesset and Gedolim themselves were not even aware of all the kavanas that they were unknowingly putting into every word of the tefillah. There was such a bechina of ruach hakodesh, from the Masri Beis, I'm an aleph chacham odef minavi, the famous Ramban, kayadua. They were sprinkled with ruach hakodesh. Ad kedikach writes the Eilig Chasam Sefer. He says, I want to be matziah that even Achshon is going to aren't aware of all the unbelievable, the multitudes of incredible kavanas that Hashem put in their mind ruach hakodesh to put into the tefillah. So we know that if we want to touch up what with the yavam after, we're going to go to the nusach hatefillah. Yes, we have a sugya. And of other, we always go to the Gemara. By Hanukkah, of course, we have to look there. And we know that there are kashas, all the Rishonim and Achronim, some things in Al-Nisim that are not in the Gemara, and the Gemara not in Al-Nisim itself. So if the place we go is a Nusach HaTfilah, that's where we see Al-Pi the Ruach HaKadosh. Hashem is telling us which Nusach, what is the thing to focus on. In addition, we know that anything that gets placed into Nusach HaTfilah by definition means you machlit it as a vados. What does that mean? We have a Misha Berach Tefillah. And we know in the context of the Misha Berach, we always invoke the mother's name and not the father's name. It's always the father. You get called up to the Torah for an Aliyah. You use the father's name. Why do we use the mother's name when it comes to a Misha Berach? Zogt Rab Avram Reusen in Shalosh Teshuvos Eisanar Yisimukur Vav. Zogt Rab Gedalia Felder Zatzal also from Toronto in his Siddur supplement in the Yesodi Yeshurin pages 430-432 and I and Rav Avadji Yosef and Yabi Omer and Chelek Beis Archaim and Simon Yud Aleph Sekan Aaron and many other Chuvas that also talks about this idea but Bakula Maxim HaSinu they're all bringing from the Zim Zohar and Parshas Lech Lecha and Shtein and Zohar Yaakov Avinu utters a prayer HaTzadini No Miyad Achim Miyad Esav. I it's redundant. I the Torah doesn't waste words. Yaakov Avinu isn't going to be superfluous. What's going on here? Teretz is what? You have to be Mefarit in Tefillah because in the context of Tefillah Yamachlit it is about those. I have to specify just like Baruch HaBircha Ketani, Yaakov wasn't taking any chances. In the context of the Nusach, the Tzuras HaTfilah, it's HaTzadini Nami Yad Ochim Yad Esav. I know that he's your brother. Yeah, but you got to spell things out black and white. Has to be clear. No room for any sense of ambiguity. Based on that, they all write. That's why we bring in the name of the mother. How do we know that your father's a father? So go through Shas. It's Rov Bilas Acharbal. It's a robe. It's sometimes called a Chazakah. But we know that you came out of the womb of your mother. The Kol Pachas, it's an Anan Tzahadi. We know you came out of the womb of your mother. That's Mamash Abriris. Ad Kedei Kach. That 21 years ago, I heard in Moresh HaKolel, one of the heads of the Moresh HaKolel said over, in the name of Yonason Eishitz, I didn't end up singing in any of the Yitzvorm of Yonason Eishitz, but it is in the stencils or Chaim Alevi. and Kedushin, Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph. The Gemara says, when your father and your mother ask you to go and bring them a cup of water, Lamashal, who do you listen to? You listen to the father. Why? State in the Gemara, because Sarei, Hu, Beichayel, Mechlodos. You have to be Mechavid your father before your mother. Frater Chaim, I don't understand. We have a Klal and Chas. Ain't selfing Motzim Devanai. I know that your mother is Vada your mother. You came out of knowing your mother. Your father, maybe it's a selfing. And granted, it's a 99.99, but it's not the same level of Ados. So why do we go in and bring Kmishay and Sami Tzavani? Bring the cup of water to your mother, not the father. And Frater Chaim, push it. So what's the alternative? Bring the cup of water to your mother first. Okay, Mom, here's the cup of water. Why am I giving it to you and not dad? Because I'm not sure that dad is really dad. Is that respect for the mother? Of course not. Can't go out and be Machabe Zotu Chaim, stencils, Kedushin Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph. Therefore, we're Machabe the father before being Machabe the mother. Lamaisa, what do you see from that? It's a Briris, Bivados, Behechleitius, that what? The Yimon is your mother. Sezok, these are Kanar and the Asen Ari, Ravavaji Yosef, Rigadai Fulda, Bechule. It's Poshim, Misha Berach, in the context of Tefillah, we don't leave any room for Suffolk. No sense of doubt, skepticism. It's got to be Bibriris, it's got to be Behechleit. Yisoka Yakovson talks about it as well in his Bina Bemikra, Parshas Kiseitze. As a dean on the Rambam as well, by the whole sugya there in Brachas Lamagimel Megillah Chafei, but I'll call him and Tefillah, it's got to be Emes. So if we're going to touch up, what is Chanukah Yovan all about? The best place to go is the Nesach Malanism. So let's take a look. Okay, it's a nice parallel to that of Purim. Kesham Aleim Haman Arasha, but here we had Amcha Yisrael. We don't have Kesham Aleim Haman Arasha Amcha Yisrael. And we have inserted Kesha'am the Malchus Yemen Hashal Am Chesro. So they were targeting what? The Tzura of Klai Yisrael's and Am. We're here to get Am Yisrael. You're Nivdal. You're something separate. We're here to destroy that separateness. Like Rav Aaron David Goldberg from Telus Cleveland says this week's parasha, the Malach, the all-night wrestling match, and the Malach now, through a Kodesh Baruch Hu, now Yaakov is given the name Yisrael. So why Dafka now? Teretz says, only Yisrael could beat a Malach. How can you, what's beating a Malach? How can you even fight with a Malach? That itself is a whole Maisa that's cool, all the Maisa that's ever. It's way above this world of the mundane, way above the world of Teva. And Memele says, your name has to be Yisrael, because the Yid is different from Metzias, just like the Chinuch by Bris Mila. You're a different Guf, you're a different Tzelem Kim. Yes, no Parshas, no Partes, Pos, okay? But Tzelem HaKim, Rosh Adam Goyim also have a Bechid of Tzelem HaKim, Samana, they have a Chiro Chavshus, they have Chochm Al-Havan Al-Haskel, they have Tzuris Adam, whether you learn like the Ramban, like Maral, and Gimel Yerches, Perkeovas, Darachayim, where they're going to Ramchal, Darachashemets, Bechirachavshus, Rashi, the Sforno, and the beginning of Chumash, yes, it's, they go, you also have a Bechid of Tzelem Lokos, but they don't have the higher level, it's an inferior level of a Tzelem Lokos. You're Yisrael, you're a different Bria. You get a Bris Mila Day number 8, you're Chutz from the Yomas Olam, you're Lamayim Manatava, you're after the Levana, Rosh Chodesh, you control the Zman, you're different from all the Yomas Olam. So Yovan's targeting what? I'm not Stam Bikish Lahashman, Laraglabe, this Kol Yehudim getting the Jews. I'm attacking Sha'am the Malchus, Yavan Hashal, Amcha Yisrael. I want to get Amcha Yisrael Mamela. We repeat it at the end of all in Isim Lacha, Asisha Shem, go to the Kodesh Be'al Amecha, only Amcha Yisrael, Asisha, Shua Gedola, forget. It's all to Amcha Yisrael. We're Nivdal from the Umas Olam. And what do they want to do to get us to be swallowed up, absorbed, acculturated? Amda Malchus Yavana Rashol Amcha Yisrael, Nashkicham Torasech Lavir Mechukhe Ritzanech. Obviously, we're not going to focus now on Pashto Yudeim B'Mamonam B'Vinoseim Al-Basul Anisi T'Bol Ha'Gmon T'Chila. We're not going to focus on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh Amila. What were they after? Number one, put it all together and it's all encompassed underneath that heading, underneath that rubric called Lashkicham Torsech. We know how to get them. Get rid of the Isik HaTaira. Destroy their connection to Taira. Mela, what do we then read? We read Rabbim Miyad Ma'atim Tamei Miyad Taira Mishom Miyad Vezeda Miyad Oskei Sorasecha. It's all about what? It's all about getting back to Oskei Sorasecha. But you didn't have to be separate. Henom Levadet Yishkon. Moral is in Arichas in a number of places. Henom Levadet Yishkon. We have to be alone. We have to be separate, just like the Yosios. Hey, Anun, I'll be the Medrash Rabbah. Hey is the only one of the single digits that doesn't have a friend, doesn't have a pair. Aleph is matched up with the Tess, Beis with the Ches, Vechule, Vechule, 2 and 8, 3 and 7, 4 and 6, 5 is left all alone. The Nun, same thing in the Tens, you have the Chof, 20 and 80 in the Pei, you have 30 and 70, you have 40 and 70. What's left alone, that's the 50. That's Henam, Levad, Yishkan, Maral, Api, the Medrash Rabbah. That's Osios, Hey and Nun, it's all by itself. Zagayim, Yovon, we want to swallow you up. We want to be Omid al Amcha Yisrael. Get rid of this Tzura of Amcha Yisrael, and that's not the Yaycha, Shabbos, Oshkodesh, Mila. And what's the common denominator? These are the Devarim, the Emtsoim, that are Malvdu you. Bris Mila, Sefer HaChinuch, Shabbos, Oshkodesh, you're living in a different Marechas HaZeman. Shabbos shows that you're different, that you're separate. We want to swallow you up. We want to assimilate you, have you intermarry. Don't view yourselves as separate from the Ummah Sa'olam. L'chayra, what's the number one thing that separates us from the Ummah Sa'olam? In the Bechinas HaGuf, we have a bris milah. But let me ask you a question. Don't we have today look out? Go out in the world. Guy, I'm also doing. Is it good to prevent AIDS? Is it for good health, hygiene? Many people in the world are getting bris milahs. They're not doing a kedas v'kedin. And even the guy, Yishmael, it's not on day 8. 13, they're messing it all up. In fact, in the one of the journal, Kol HaTorah, I saw years ago that they had ksavim from the Alter Mikel. Alter Mikel says, you know the proof that shows that there's a hashkocha sabayri in the Velt? He says something that always told me that God is controlling the world, how the Arabs, they claim to be, that we're, it's not Kibi Yitzhak Yikal HaChazara, we're really the heirs, the sons, the children of Avram Avinu. And they want to go ahead and say, what? We're the Ivrim, Avram Ivri, we're the Ivrim. And they messed it up. Instead of calling themselves the Ivrim, they call themselves the Aravim. It's a pella. The Alter Mikel says, you see, it's a hashkocha chayona. They're mamash such mishugam. They have no, they're mamash idiots. They want to call themselves, we're the science of Avram Ivri. So call yourself the Ivrim. We're the Ivrim. So they want to steal everything. There was no Beis HaMikdash. There's no Harabayas. They want to steal everything from us, right? They take the koch of a Kiddush Yitzchok. They abuse it, misuse it, suicide bombers, Mesiris Nefesh. They are us. That's what they claim. Sforno, Klayokar, many Achroinim are elaborate on this in you. It's a pella, like the Alter Mikel. They messed up. They call themselves the Aravim instead of the Ivrim. And number two, you want to steal bris milah. The pasuk says, at the beginning of Tazria, it says, V'yamo shmini, yimam sar lasa. And what do? They look at Yishmael 13. That's because Yishmael was 13 at the time. But the tzuras and mitzvah is to give it on the 8th day. He says, it's pila plum. The Arabs are so stupid, they messed it all up. That's hashgach. We're different. But clearly, milah can't be that number one thing, because self goes self goyim can also do milah. And Allah l'maisa, if a guy wants to do a bris milah, kedas v'kedin, he can do it. And all the midrashim, the Zohar Kaddish, the goyim, Arabs at least, they're called per adam, the shaykh to adam. Atam kriyam adam, veinam osom kriyam adam, yivam asam chalaf am an aleph. They're called per adam. Granted, first and foremost, they're per of atzem, but they're also shaykh to adam. And they're yishmol, they have the shem Hashem encompassed within their name as well. And they can have a bris milah, they can have a schus, they know the milah and the priya, but they can have a schus in Eretz Yisrael. So clearly, even though we make a maisa that shows that we're kodesh v'nivdol in the guf, but that doesn't highlight it, because of course the goyim can do it, and the goyim, the maisa do it. Zmanim, they also have Zmanim Yuchadim. What don't they have? We only find in the Gemara two things that a guy absolutely cannot do. Sanhedrin and Ches Arbeh is going on to Netesim and Aleph. If a guy wants to do a Bismillah, he wants to do every mitzvah in the Torah gives a day. There are two things that it's forbidden to do, and what's that? Sanhedrin and Ches Arbeh. Amar Yish Lakish, Ovik Yachavim Sheshavas Chayim Isa. If you keep Shabbos, you chayim misa. Anten and Tesam and Aleph, Amrav Yechon, and Ovik Achom, Shosik, Betayra, chayim misa. Shenemar, Torah, Tzivulana, Moshe, Marasha, Lana, Marasha, V'lulahem. Two things that take a guy out of this world. If these are the only two things that bring upon a stamp of misa onto a guy, then by definition, what's that megala to us? That reveals to us that these two things, if a guy does, he's mufkim in olam hametzias. You want to keep mitzvahs, keep all the mitzvahs you want. You have zayim mitzvahs, and you can be zaycha, according to the Rambam, the Bernian Perak Hilchos Melachim. You can even be zaycha to be on the perimeter of olam hametzias. If you do the zayim mitzvahs, seven mitzvahs, that's the number seven. You could be in the olam hateva. You want to be shaykh to the olam eil hateva. What highlights being shaykh to an olam eil hateva more than anything else? There are only two things that a mafkiyah, the guy from his etzim mitzias, al kenekach, that he's chayim misa, is also doing misa, so we'll put him to death, no questions asked. Torah and Shabbos. And thus, in Megillas Antiochus, what's the first thing they highlight? Shabbos. We got to get rid of Shabbos. More than Rosh Chodesh, more than me, we got to get rid of Shabbos. That shows the Yidden are different. In addition to Shabbos, and we have the Torah. Tyra of the Maharal writes in Tefresh Yisrael, a number of places. Tyra, of course, is Lamal HaMateva. Talk about Reis HaMar Amal. Torah is here before the HaMateva ever came into being. Kapitul Yotes and Tehillim, the first seven psukim discuss the Olam HaMateva, the world of nature, the realm of the mundane. Eighth posik is Torah Hashem Tamimah. That's Lamal HaMateva. Posik number eight, Shemini Lamal HaMateva. Goyim, Yofon, specifically, they're trying to take the Yud Vav Nun Sofit, bury Ruchnius in the ground, strip us of that which highlights not only our ethnicity, but our Meyuchadikakite as an Alam of Yisrael, as the Alam Nivchar, the Alam Segula, more than anything else, Shabbos and Torah, by definition, because these are the only two things that a goy is absolutely no shaykhis do. How can they count that it's mafkiya him from the whole Welt? He's Chayim Isa. He can't keep these no matter what. And the Rama Paskins brings down such a Lashon, Helchus Melachim, Pragyun, Halacha Tess, and Yud. And Loch Yiri says, Abeno Shavats Lassas Mitzvah Shamitzvah Satira Kilakamaschar, Ein Mono Salasisa. So we don't stop, we don't prevent it. But in Aloha test, Akum Shaosik Vitaira, Chai Misa. Lo Yasak Elbashav Mitzvah Shalhem Bavan, Machin Akum Shashavas Afilu Biyom, even on a regular day, Mosachol, is Chai Misa. Stay in Ramam, I'll be the Gemara Sanhedrin. Goy is no shaykhs to these. So granted, they targeted Rosh Chodesh Mila, they targeted first and foremost Shabbos, and they went after the Torah. Lashkicham Torasecha. And based on the Yesod, the Rav Huna writes in a number of places, if you want to highlight, you want to focus, you want to home in on the Nekudas Achiluk, the point of distinction between any two similar things, you go ahead and do what? Look at that Nekuda within which they're similar, and Gufa from comparing them and matching them up, you'll be able to highlight, you'll be able to pluck out where in lay the Nekudas Achiluk. We have two Seirim, Yom Kippur, Sir, La Zozel, and Sil Hashem. They're exactly the same. The same age, the same height, the same color, the same everything. All right, and what's the Chiluk? This one's La Hashem, and this one is La Zozel. The more alike things are, then when you home in on the one Nekudas Achiluk, you understand, you comprehend where in lay the Nekudas Achiluk. Now, clearly, if the Goyim could do everything, they can't do Torah and Shabbos, then you see that this is the Bechana, this is the distinction. And thus, they have to be first and foremost, Lashkicham Torah Sach. Mamela, in the Sefer Shemot Filosi, the Aflamer Ches of Chaim Kanevsky was asked, why is it that three times we talk about Asher Bo Chabonu, Atav V'chartonu Mikol Ha'omim? This musug, this lofty concept of we're nivdal, we were chosen, with the Alma Nivchar, which itself connotes a sense, we're Nivchar from the Yumas Olam, that's what took place at Sinai, that's the root of anti-Semitism, Shamas Peitesim and Aleph, Sinai Sheyorda Sinu Lachim Alav, Peitesim and Beis, Chorev, HaChorev, Rabbi Avo, because Shom Yorda Chorev, the Olam anti-Semitism, Yorda Sinu Lachim, because now we were an Alma Nivchar, we were Alma Segulam, Amlachas Konim, Gai Kodesh, we were Kodesh, we were nivdal, Kodoshim to you, Prushim, we're separate, we're different from the Yumas Olam. Where? Amat and Tyra. Malta Torah is Kedushin, Kedushin Beis Amad Beis, Kedushin is also the Kuliyam Kehekdish, is establishing a covenantal relationship and thus a state, a sense of exclusivity. We alone are Hashem's Kala and everybody else is out of the picture. That's the Chasna of Matan Torah, and that's where Matan Torah is, the Chasna, the Tashbates, all the Deen of Chos and Kala learned that in Matan Torah. That's the Maral and Gorariya, Parshas Emor, and again in Baloischa. Why did we stay for 12 months at the base, at the Piedmont of Sinai? Because Hashem was the Chasna, was being Mesmeth the Kala for 12 months for Shanri Shaino. So he kept us out of Sinai, Shanri Shaino, for our first year. And what's the Moshe Shabbos Vechesem Nala for Kofleim Harki Gigis? Zot the Afloa. And it is Sefer Afloa, Kedushin, Zayinim, and Ksuva Zayinim and Beis by the Nusach of the Shever Brachas, and the Abdomen of the Sefer and Mikna, Archa Shulchan as well, and Evan Ezra, Lamadal, the Dalin, Kofleim Harki Gigis. Was the Chuppah? That was the Chuppah. That was Mount Tatira. That's where we got married to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chos, and Akala, Rashi, and the Grah, beginning of Sheer Shirim, Kayadua, Alpi, the Midrashim. This was exclusivity. Everyone else is out of the picture. So when do we highlight this, that we alone in the Amma Nifchar? Three times. Birchas Tatira every day, day in and day out. Asher Bocha Bonim Mikol Amin. We're the Amma Nivcha. And Shams and Yantav Kiddush and Davening, Alta V'chartan V'kol Ha'am. Why Davka now? Zokta Chaim Kanevsky. Pasha. And Lafid of Reinu. Because there are only two mitzvahs, and if a guy keeps them, he's Chaim Misa. Limo Taira, he's Chaim Misa. Sanhedrin Atas. Keeping Shamus and Yantav, of course, being deriving a Shefa. And it's Kedusha, the sanctity from Shabbos, of course. Kayadua, the Maral, Shem Yishmuel. All the Makor, the Shefa of all the Modis, the Shabbos, Bechinas, Tchila, Levekrai, Kayadu, Shabbos, Ikri, Moe. So this Indian of Shabbos and Torah is what? Is Miyachid, the Amo, than anything else? So when are we going to highlight in the Nusach HaTfila, again, the Afkid Tfila, the Lamach, with something as Vadas, and Berchas HaTorah, we talk about the Torah, what are we going to highlight? Second Bracha is, Asher Bracha Bani Kol Ha'amin. And in Kiddush of Shabbos and Yantif, Atav Asher Bracha Bani Mikol Ha'am, V'Roman Mikol Ha'ashon, and the Nusach HaTfila, Atav HaChatan Mikol Ha'amin. In fact, parenthetically, Rav Chaim Brim brings in a Sichas on the Moedim, that the Chazon Ish Zatzal once saw somebody that was, he was looking all depressed and sad on Yantav. I says, what are you saying? He says, I'm not in a gemut. He says, I understand. You just got through davening and you said, Atav HaChatan Mikol Ha'amin. How's it, Shaykh? You're, hey, look, read the words. Your mama Shechelik of the Alma Nivchar. Your mama Segula. God's chosen people chose you above everybody else. Everyone else is excluded. They're out of the picture. They're out of the marriage. You can't play the field anymore. Everyone else is the Gamri, the Mufka. From Amcha Yisrael. You're my nation. You're my Miyuchadik nation. So Davka, when it comes to Torah, when it comes to Shabbos, V'yantif, Atav HaChatanah Mikol Ha'amin. Asher Bachavar Mikol Ha'amin. That's the only time that we highlight the fact that we are indeed the Amma Nivchar, the Amma Segul. That's L'chor Yavin is after. So who's going to battle Yavam? 2 years ago, here in YU, we had a shiur opposite the Beis Medrash. Yosef Atzadik, of course, Megala Mukus is connected Chanukah, Tefer Shlomo. Yosef is Os Tzadi, he's the Tzadik. Medrash Os Yosef, Akiva Shamas Kavdala, the Manalef, the Os Tzadi, Yosef, Sota, Lamadvav, Amabez, the Zohar Kodesh, is the Machina of the Tzadik, Yosef Atzadik, Maisa, Meshas, Potifar, and Tzadi's Gematria 90, Chanukah, Gematria 90, it's all, many connections, Yosef and Chanukah. Tavoch Tavach Vahochin, the Yerabah, the Mata Moshe, Vavush Kayadua, Osios Chanukah, take the Ches from Tavach, join it, juxtapose it to Vahachin, Osios Chanukah. Many connections of Yosef and Chanukah, and clearly there's an Indian of Ot Yosef, who was down in Mitzrayim, who was Ma'urov with the land of Shtufei Zima, of Tumas and Zuamas Mitzrayim. He tells us how to be stark and how to remain and not to intermarry, not to assimilate, not to marry Ishus Potifar, Kayadua. A lot of connections of Yosef too. Chanukah, and of course, Binyamin, Alpi, the Sefer Yetzirah, and Perkei, is Keneged Chodesh Kislev, Binyamin, the other brother, obviously the Koch of Yosef and Binyamin uniting to destroy the Koch of evil in the world. But who Maisa destroyed, who addressed, who tackled the Yavonim? Beis Chashmonai, what's the Hagdomada Alanisim? And maybe about the Seo, Binyachon, Klai Gadol. Who are the ones? It's Davka the Kohanim Gedolim, Davka the Kohanim. What's Pshat? Moral is very Bekitz. Moral and Chelik Beis in their mitzvah says it's a mistavra. Why would the Kohanim aim Dvarim Gedolim in a mikro? Aim a galgalin schus ela yedei zakai. Why would the Kohanim chosen to be the ones to wage the war, to fight the battle? Why is it all about the Kohanim, Mishpachas HaKohanim? Is it the Moral? So the Holy Name was Chanukah, Chanukah Samizbeach, Chanukah Sabayas, rededicating, reconsecrating the Beis HaMikdash, the Makam HaAvodah. Why was the Beis HaMikdash put up in Echa B'Nisan? Because Yitzchak the Yom HaAvodah was born in Echa B'Nisan. It's only Matim, it's only apropos that the Makam HaAvodah B'Etzim gets put up on the birthday of Yitzchak Avinu, the Yom HaAvodah. It is all about the Avodah. And since it's all about the return to the Avodah, to being Mekadish, the Klei Shareis, to finding the one jar, the one pach of Shem and Torah that was Nechdom with the Chasima of the Kohen Gadol. It's all about the return to the Avodah, being Machanech, the Mizbech, and the Beis HaMikdash once again. It's only right that those servants, those Meshamshim, those who are the Chelek of Hashem, those who are serving in the Mokam Avodah, they're the ones to bring about the Nitzach. But the Feed of Arenu and of Hartman does make this aura. In footnote 67 of Ner Mitzvah Chelek Beis, he does raise me, he still needs more of a beer. Because Sof Kol Sof, it's clear, and the Maral himself talks about this idea, and the Rambam, we saw it, and we see it in the Nusach HaTfilah, that first and foremost, they came Ashkicham Torsecha. So it wasn't just about being Metami, defiling the Klei Shareis and the Makam Mikdash, the Makam Avodah. It was to be Mevat and the Makam Avodah, but even that was to do what was really subsumed within to the larger context of Lashkicham Torsecha. You want to get rid of the Torah. You have a base of Mikdash, because you're Nama Nibchar, you're Nama Segula, you have your own Makam Yuchad for Avodah. We're going to strip you, we're going to divorce you of that. We're going to defile everything in sight. But it was only a prat in the Ikka Nakuna, which is Ashkicham Torsecha. So Zotav Harman has to be more of a Hezbar. Why Tavka the Kohanim are going to be the ones to wage war, Zelo Masa, against those who are coming Ashkicham Torsecha? So he brings down a Maral Kedusha Godus Kedusha Nafayin Amad Beis. And he says as follows: Kohanim are B'chinas Kedusha V'tara. And the Shvatim are all connected different parts in the body. The Kohanim are connected the Rosh Rishon, Leivarim, connected the Moach, the seat of the soul, the seat of the Neshama, the seat of the intellect, connected the Metzach, the forehead, and the Moach, and of course, Apiv, the Mekubalim, the seat of the soul lies behind the eyes. That's why, who are the Sanhedrin, the ones that could see everything? Ezra, Chochma, Roas, and Olam, they're appropriately called the Enei Ha'ida. It's the idea they could see things with an almost clarity. That's the idea of the eye. Mark Salem, the famous mentalist, he wrote a book. Now, he wasn't revealing too much. It was Mamish Megala Tevach Mechasa Tevachayim Lahavdil. But he's trying to give away some secrets. He has his book, Six Keys to Unlock and Empower the Mind. And he says he's a walking lie detector. And he gets hired by police departments, by the FBI. And he can figure out people are lying just by looking at them. I have some good actors sometimes. No problem. He watches the way they twitch their nose, their lips. And he can decipher, he can discern whether someone's lying or telling the truth. And he says, and what happens when they hire really good actors? And they know how to put on a good show? I can't read their face. Even though the first way you go, Maral, Panim, Panim is Panimius. You look at the face and you read a person's mood, person's korin matzah by looking at the pinim, the pinimius. But what happens when you don't see through the face, the very good actors? What do you do? Mark Salemites, you look into the eyes and you watch the dilation of the pupils and in the eyes, and of course give a plug to my father who's a fantastic ophthalmologist. He saved people's lives by looking into their eyes. You see, Alpi the Kabbalah, that's the Sanhedrin, the Eini Ha'eda. That's Ezu Chochma, Roas, and Olad. Shalom HaMelech, beginning of Koheres, Ra'isi, Ra'isi, Ra'isi. Halote Shemiyah Gedola Mariyah, famous Ben Ishchai in the Chelek HaDrushin, beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. All over Shas, it's Toshma. You look at the Zohar, you look at Yerushalmi, it's Tochazi. It's Tochazi, come see. So what Pshat come see? Yes, you greet Anthony Robbins, unlimited power, you have kinetic people. You have people say, you see what I'm saying? Some people say, you hear what I'm saying? Some people talk in terms of see. Some people talk in terms of hear. Okay, that's a superficial value. That's a face value. What's really going on? What's really going on is like the Ben Ishchai. As the Lote Shmi Gedola Rimeiriyah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu looked into Eretz Yisrael and he looked at every single thing that implanted within Eretz Yisrael the bachina of Avir Datzol Machkim, the Schochma now in Avirah, and the ambiance, it's there, it's palpable, tangible. Because Zotav Tzadok, Moshe looked at what's the one thing, and Moshe Rabbeinu was about to die right before his demise. What do we highlight? That not only did nothing diminish in his koach, but the first thing is Lochasa Eino. His ayin, his chokhma, Ezu chokham, haroes and olar, Sanhedrin, eini ha'eda. He's the ayin. Parenthetically, you look at the back of a dollar bill, and what's in the back of a dollar bill? You have a pyramid, and what's on top of the pyramid? The eye. So many different suggestions where it comes from. Wendell Jameson writes in his book, Father Knows Less, page 78, I believe, he writes the idea that the eye represented the god, Ra, of Mitzrayim, of ancient Egypt. That's the idea of the Mashkiach. In fact, Unkelus brings in the beginning of Parshas Bo. Arba, the eighth plague, Vayachasas, Ein Kol Aretz, Ein is what? Ein Shimsha, the sun. That was Ra, that was the sun god, the god in their polytheistic system of convictions. The number one god was the sun. Their sun was what? It's the eye. What's the eye? Because it sees everything. That's Chochmah, that's wisdom, that's above everything else. Above the Egyptian pyramid is what? Is the eye. Is the sun. That's the Bechina of the eye that sees all. That is, you look into the eye, it's Mark Salem, that's the idea of the Kabbalim. Alpi the Maral, we go back to Chrisha, Goddess, Chrisha, Nayino, and Beis. The Kohan Mar Kenega, the highest part, the forehead by the eyes, the Rosh, the Arishon Eivar, and that's of course Chachma. It's of course the whole lineage of Chachma Satayru. It's Makusher to the eye, it's Makusher to the eyes. Who are the ones to battle Yavam? Yes, they were Matami, the Mokam Havoda, the Mokam Amikdash, the Hechal, Maral, all the Gematrias, Kohen is Gematria 75, that's the Hechal 65, plus the Kodesh Kadosh, Machina, the Yud. 10, Achin of the 10 Amos, V'cholei 75, there's a shlita of a coin over the guy. The Bechinus the Chochma. Who's going to battle Chochmas Yavan? Who's going to battle Lashkicham Tarasecha? It's Dafka going to be the Kohanim. And Lachayra, the whole Indian of a coin, to Shteltsu, another Maral, to first Yisrael Perachav Beis, the whole Indian of a Kohen, of a Levi is, he be'atzem is an Odom HaNifda. Alpi Ravachon HaWasim in the Kohen's Mamorim, we have everybody in the world. Within everybody in the world, we have Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael, the smallest the nation, because the smaller we get, the more chashiv. You go to Sotheby's, you go to an auction, and we're going to auction off Elvis Presley. They auctioned off jackets, keys, and people paid a fortune of money. Jacket Kennedy Onassis paid $100,000 for a $5 hairbrush. Why? It's just a hairbrush. Yeah, but it's Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. There's only one like it in the world. A baseball card, there's only one like it. The more miyuchad you get, the more that highlights the etzem chashivas. The more something is nivdal, is kadosh. The more something is separated. So many people in the Yomas Olam, but nivdal is Am Yisrael. Within Am Yisrael, you have Yud Bei Shvatim, you have Sheva Levi. Within Levi, we get more Miyuchad, we get to the Kohanim, fewer in number than the Levim, and within the Kohanim, we get to the Odom, who is Miyuchad, more Miyuchad than anybody else, and then, of course, the Kohen Gadol, and there only is one Kohen Gadol. Zok the Maral, Teferis, and Perachal Beis, that's Aaron, a Kohen, the Kohen Gadol. What's Kohen Gadol? Aaron is Osios, Aleph, Hey, Reish, Nun. Zok the Maral, each of these letters represents the Emtsoi, and the Emtsoi is Nivdal, just like Hey and Nun. What's Aharon? Hey, Reish, Nun. Nun is in the tens, the one that doesn't have a match. It's all by itself. It's the Emtsoi. 10 with 90, 20 and 80, V'chulei. The Nun is all by itself. In the single digits, that's the Hey. Hey of Aharon HaKohen, that's all by itself. That's Hey. Writes the Maral in the hundreds, the Reish is all by itself. Aye, the Reish and Shin. Zok the Maral are both in the middle. Yeah, but the Shin is already 300. That's already closer. That's already the Rov. Rubo Kekulo. So the Shin is close already to the top, but the Reish remains in the middle. And then it's all by itself. That's the Reish. That's the Hay. And that is the Nun. Aye, what about the Aleph? Aleph was, he was the Kohen Gadol. He's all by himself. So Zok the Maral, we have many divisions. There's being separated from the Umas Olam. Kuzri, of course, Maimer Beis. There's Adam. Who's Bechinas Medaber? There's Domim, Tzemech, Chai, Medaber, and Yisrael. Yisrael is a different sug from Adam. different than the Yom HaSolom. That's the first division. And that's represented, Zek Maral, by the Reish. That's in the hundreds. Then we get smaller, we go down to the tens, and the tens is between the Yom HaSolom and Yisrael. Now within Yisrael, you have Sheva Levi. And now you go to the single digits, and then you get the Kohanim, who are fewer number than Sheva Levi. And then within the Kohanim, you have the Kohen Gadol, and that's the Aleph. That's the Aleph all by itself. He's a Meyuchad, that's Aaron HaKohen. The smaller you get, the more Meyuchad you get. That's how it works. We are Kaddish, we are Nivdol, Aaron HaKohen is the Kohen Gadol. The Charu, we can be Mosef on the Maral, based on the Sugya in the Dorim. Like Gemara says, Mesachs Nadam, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Who was the first Kohen Gadol? Could have been Shem. Shem, remember, was the Ben who was Nivdol from Cham in Yefes. Gemara says, Biki Kodesh Baruch Lotzi Kohen and Mishem, calls him a Kohen. He's the first one on the page of the Chumash called a Who Kohen the Elayon. But since he was mocked in Bruchas Avram, the Bruchas Amakam, Hotziyame Avram, and now Avram Avinu became the first Kohen Gadol. What's that shot? He is Avram Ivri. Kol Olam, everybody else is on one side of the river. He's on the other side of the river. He is Aaron, Api the Maral, it's Mamish beautiful. He is Nivdol. He is the first Kohen Gadol. Avram Avinu is already Ivri. He's all by himself. Yovan is what? Separate yourselves, don't intermarry, don't assimilate, don't acculturate. Become hen on the vadid yishkan, separate. If they want to get rid of the Torah, you have to show you want to be what? You have to be maldi yourselves. Who are going to be the protagonists of such a story? Who is going to battle? It has to be what? Those who are keneged the kedushas esek al Torah. Who's keneged the Torah more than anybody else? We know that Avram Avinu started the era of Torah. Sanhedrin, Sanizayim, and Aleph, Avodah, Tessam, and Aleph, Tkufas, Torah began with Avram Avinu. He is 52 years of age. Es, and Nefesh, Shoshu, Asu, Macharon. Rashi brings down Onkelos, Deshabidu, Laraisa, Rashi from Avodah Zarah, Naftes, the beginning of Lech Lecha. Avram Megayas, Sanashim, Sar Megayas, Sanashim. He's the first one to start Tkufas, Torah. I, Shem, and Eber also had a yeshiva. Sakta Moshe Feinstein, and Drash Moshe, Menachem, and Tzion, Zaks, and Menachem, Tzion, the Nachas Eliezer, and others for him. He's the first one to teach Torah to the ensuing generations. Avram Avinu is, I teach Torah to all the people as well. He starts off the year of Torah. But who is the Amud of Torah? Who represents Hasmanus of Torah? Who is the Yoshev Tav, the Ishtam Yoshev Olim? Zakta Maral to Fresh Soil, Zakta Maral and Derech Chaim as well, Perkei Avos and Olive Beis. Yaakov Avinu is the Amud of Torah. Why? Avram Avinu started Tkufas Torah. He started the Inyan of Talmud Torah. The Netziv even writes in a few places in Hamak Davar Brachos. He actually was the Amud of Torah, writes in Netziv. But Zakta Maral, the Grok HaYadua, the Amud of Torah, the pillar of Torah, was Yaakov Avinu. He is Yoshev Olam. He's sitting in the Olam of Torah and Tefillah Vecholei. Kol Kol Yaakov, the Kol of Torah, the Kol of Tefillah, Kayadua. Yaakov is the Masr. Avram Avinu, he was Gemalvik, he was Torah, but he went and spread it all over the world. He went to all the college campuses, and it's even right, Shmo Mikola. You know why Sarah was greater? Because Avram Avinu went to the college campuses all over the world, and granted, that's what he had to do, but he couldn't be the same Navi, Shmo Mikola. He was Tafel and Navius to Sarah, his wife. She was called Yiska. What's all lineage of Yiska? She was Sachta Baruch HaKadosh, Megillah Yigamamal. She was a Kosach Meyafya, Sachta Baruch HaKadosh, heads the list, Megillah Yadamanal, and the Zion Navius. She is Sachta Baruch HaKadosh. She's in the way, and Avram was Tafel. Why? Because he had to go all over the world. Who was the first one to be Yoshev Olam? Who's the first one to sit 14 years? Hasimana Rav Hatsuma, not move, not sleep for a week. Yaakovina doesn't even sleep. Melo, Taina Sam Bez, Yaakovina Lomais, Brochus and Vavam Bez, Shaina, six sleep is 1/60 of the Misa. The man who never sleeps, Yaakovina, is also the one who never dies. Yaakovina Lomais, he's the one who never sleeps. 14 years, he never sleeps in Yeshiva Shem Ever. And of course, you could still too. Brochus Gimel Bez, Devon Melch never sleeps. And Devon Melch too is Bebachinas, Devon Melch Yisrael Chai Vekayim. The two individuals about whom we read that they never slept, they're the ones that go on to live forever because Shane is Echa Meshishim Misa. They never slept, Mimela, they never died. Yaakovina is the pillar, is the rock of what it means, Hasmana Satira. He's the first one to isolate the Yidim and set up the Chumen. Mela, what do we know by Yaakov Avinu? Going back to the famous Ram Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Ha'akal Falocha Gimel. Moran says, Avram Avinu was the Eson, Bav Masa Tezayin. He went around all over the world, spreading, disseminating Torah the world over. And then he gave over the Torah to Yitzchak Avinu. Vayishav Yitzchak, and Yitzchak settled. He didn't move, stationed. What was he doing? Malami to Masya. Vayitzchak Odiya Liyakov, when he appointed him, Lelami to teach, Vayoshav, No, a masik kolon avam olav. V'yakovino limid bonav kulam. He taught all his sons. And now listen to the choice terminology of the Rambam. V'hivdil Levi. But he separated Levi. Levi was separated from everybody else. So yes, Yisachar was the masmid. Yisachar was Yisachar Chamagorim. Yes, Yehuda was the one who set up the Beis Medrash, the Panovich Arav. Chaim Kanevsky, they all say, why the horse the fun of Goshna? Yehuda sets up the Beis Atama because he was the king. The Melach, the king, is the one sent down by Yaakovina to set up the Beis Medrash, to build Panovich. But who is the masmid? Yisachar. But who's the Rosh Yeshiva? Who's Nivdal from all the other brothers? The one who be'etzim is a Nivdal. The one whose whole Shevet was a Shevet that was Nivdal. Was Kaddish. Memelo, perhaps we finally have a Hasbro. And Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chavar Tamar Avram Menachem and Meshklov, and his Or Torah in the Sefer by Rav Avram Achigal Namalas Atayra, he says, Yom Valayla, Yom Laila is Osios Mila Levi. What's Pshat? Bothered me for years. Mila Levi is Yom Laila. What's Pshat? I said, I'm sure, where's the Makar that a guy can't keep Shabbos? He can't separate himself and keep Shabbos. That comes on Sanhedrin and Chesed Beis. And which is the pasuk, the makor that teaches us that a guy can't keep Shabbos? V'yom v'layla lo yishbosu. Yom v'layla lo yishbosu. Yom v'layla. Zotar Yitzchak Eisachar. Zosios. Milo Levi. Milo b'bechinas the gashmi. What's Magdalos from the Yom HaSolom? Chirach Mitzvah Beis. The Mitzvah Milo. And it was the Shevet that be'etzim is Nivdal and Kodesh from everybody else in the world. After Yisrael is Nivdal from the Yom HaSolom, who highlights the musik, this lofty concept of what it means to be Nivdal Lagamri? That Shevet Levi, the Nivdal from this world. They don't even get a chalik and achala. No chalik and the Aretz. There's no connection to Atzius, to Chumrius, to Gashmius. Their Mokum is in the base of Mikdash Lamalam and Atzeva. They are Levi, their Mamish Nivdal. Their separate Loshin is Schabras to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're connected with God, no Shachas. They're chalik. No chalki. They're my chalik. In fact, or Shimon Schwab writes in Mayan Beis Rav, or Moshe Feinstein in Drash Moshe, the same idea. Shevet Levi, everybody else gets counted 20 to 60. Shevet Levi, we ben Chodesh Shalomalam. Once you're ben Chodesh and you move from Cheskes Nefil, why do you get counted? You know why? It's like the Moshe and Shimon Schwab, because if you're living your whole life in the base of Mikdash, your whole life is uniting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have to wait until you get 20. You're going to be in the Derech HaYosha, the Derech HaTayva. The second you're born and you're not a Nefil, you're not a Begeder, miscarriage, you're ready, Mimachonu Shalomala, we know you're going to be okay. We know, we can count you ready. You're an upstanding member of your Shevet. Why? Because you're guaranteed your whole life is Ruchnius, Ruchnius, Ruchnius. You're not going to work for a living. We're going to support you. You're going to be the Rosh Hashivah. So you're going to live in the circumference of the base of Mikdash itself, Machane Leviyah. You're separate from Machane Yisrael. You're going to be all right. You're destined for greatness. We can't show me Machodesh Shalomala. Zotar Shimon Shabbat and Moshe. But everyone else at Klaus, we got to see. Are they going to be good or they're not going to be good? We know. We got to wait until 20. Ah, you get to 20. Now, Shabbos Pei Tesser and Beis, Yashach Ta'onche, Misa Midei Shemayim. Now at 20, Mishna and Perkeovas, Hei Chafal, Benesim, Lirdof, Lirdof, Achareish, Lirdof, Achareim. Moment, you start a new phase of existence. Alevi is Muvdal. Efshar, that would be the husband of Yitzchak Eisachover. Yom Laila. Yom Laila. This Indian of a day, and the whole Indian of Shmir Shamis, that's Mavdalos from Nirmas Olam. We are Levi and Mila. Osios Mila Levi. So who is the one? Yaakovina was Mavdil, the Hivdil Levi. Yehuda was the Melech. He sets up the base marriage. And Taisa says the Chilik, Sanhedrin, Haman, Aleph, the Netziv, and Hamak Sheva, and the Shiltas highlights the differences between Yehuda's Taira and Yisachar's Taira. But who's the one stated in the Gemara in Yuma that's Asuki Shmaisa Levi Hilchasam? Who's paskening? Who are the Morish? Who's teaching the Halacha? Who's the Rosh Yeshiva? Who's teaching the world Taira? Zok the Maral, Hiv the Levi, Umanei Rosh. He made in the Rosh Yeshiva. Rosh, that's the Maral. That's Rosh, that's Chachma. He is the Rosh Yeshiva. He's Bechinas the Rosh. Voshiva be Yeshiva Harami Der Hashem, Velishvor Mitzvahs Avra. He is the one. Vetzivas Parashalay Yavsikim Umanei Levi. And it has to stay Umanei Levi. What were the Chashmonam thinking? The whole Ramban, they got punished, they made themselves the Melech. What's going on here? Efshar, what were they thinking? I'll be the Maral in the feet of Aredu. They were at Baker Yovan, they wanted to be Mashkiach Torasecha. Who are the ones? The battle was all about Chachma. They have Chachma, Chachma, Begayim Tam, and we have Chachma. We are laid in the Kudus Echiluk. Your Torah is no Shaykhis to Torah Hashem, to Torah Yisrael, to the Torah that came at Sinai, Shisham Yod Sinul Akam Allah. Har Chorev, Shisham Yod Churvul Akam Allah. And your Torah has no connection. Yishpotim by Yadom, Sanhedrin and Beis, you have no connection to our Torah. Chagiga, Yigim, Lam, and Aleph. You can't be Moser Torah La'akim. You can teach Goyim. You can teach him a Pasuk and a Chumash. You can't be Moser Torah. What's the Indian of Mesira? Writes Rabbi Tzalol Jolti, and the Sefer Zikar, published by Achoni Shalayim in his Ha'aris, and the Rambam's Hagdamat in the Mishnah Torah. Eloza Pirchas Yeshua, Shlosh Nekibla Memoshu, Mosul Yeshua. Mesira is the all-encompassing. I give you over the Gansa package, all the Torahs, the Prokim, the Dikdukim, the trivial things, the Pikiyun matters with the significant ones. I give you all the whole package. That's a Mesira. Akinin Gemura, Maral, Derchaim, and Ovis. I give you Mamish everything. That's Maral, the opening Mishnah. Moshe kibot Torah Mesiyah Umbasu Yeshua. Everything that he had, Tzimur Tazayim and Aleph, I gave everything to Yeshua. He had, Moshe was in star that he saw Yeshua his goal to come also. He had mamish everything. He's Levana, Bavabasa, and Hayim and Aleph, Pnei Moshe, Pnei Achamo, Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Levana. He was the reflection of all the Chachmas Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. He mamish had it all. That's the idea of what? A Moshe Torah. You can't give them over the Torah because they have no shaykhs to the Torah. You can't give it over both in Masira. That's the Diyak of Betzalel Jolti, the Be'er Sheva, as well in his country's Achron, Sifkon, Yedalit, and the Marshal of Anart, there Alamakom, Alatar, and Chagiga, Yegimam, and Alf. That's in your Masira. Your mom give all the package. Go, you have no shaykhs to that. Who's the Rosh Hashiva? Who's the one that's Asuki Shemaisa, Levit Hilchasah? Who's the Rosh over the Torah? He was Mavdo Levi. Melo, famous Ramah, Melo Cheshvita, Yovel. What is Rambam right? Perak Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel. Famous Rambam at the very end of Shemitah V'Yovel. V'lo Sheva D'Levi Bovad Ela Kol Ish V'Ish Mikoboy Ha'olam Hashanot V'Rucho Oso V'Vinam Adola Hibodel. Again, that lotion of Hibodel Havdola. Anyone who wants to separate himself from the rest of the world, Lamar L'Fnei Hashem L'Shar Sol Yovdel Adas Es Hashem, and to be Holach Yosha V'Chulei, to be part of the Niskadish Kodesh Kadoshim. Your mamish b'mchinas the Mishkan, your mamish b'mchinas the Levi. You are the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Coin is Kamatria 75, is the 65 of Eicha plus the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the 10. You are Niskadish Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Hashem Chelko, and you are Ki Chelik Hashem Yaakov, Chelik Yaakov, Yaakov Chelik Nachaloso, you're the Chelik Hashem. That's the Groh Hashem is Mesmech Bachalko. No matter how we behave, he loves us Chelik Hashem, we're the Chelik of Hashem. Who is Be'atzim the Chelik of Hashem, the Kohanim of the Levim? They don't have a chelik in the Eretz. Why? Because Hashem says they're my chelik. Anyone who learns and connects to Chochmas HaTorah, Zok, the famous Rambam, you're Begeder Sheva Levi. You're Niskadi, Shekodesh HaKadoshim. His choice terminology, you are Hibodel. You are Muvdel, just like Levi was Muvdel from everybody else. Aaron, Maral, Tefes Yisrael, you're separate. The whole Nina is Hen on the body. You're just going to separate yourselves from Yavam. How do you separate yourselves? By Bidavka. I'll be the Yisoder of Hunger throughout Sifrei Pachad Yitzchak. You have Chochmah and they have Chochmah. You have at some level Kim Lahavin al Haskil, and so do they. How you mavda, where and lay the point of distinction? Your chokhmah is noveya, emanates from chokhmah satira. And they have no shaykhs. They can't goy, shalom and ischayamisa. And mitzad you, klape atzmacha, and mosul tolakim, you can't go over the whole package to a guy. They have no shaykhs to it. There lay the ikon akudis achilik. You both have chokhmah, and they can have an Aristotle, and they can have a Plato, but it's mamish, it's garnished. Compared to the yinin, vilma gone, it's ain't a dime. They have no shaykhs to chokhmah satira. If they're coming lashkicham to Asecha, then who do we need at the forefront? Who do we need at the helm? What are the base chashmah? What are these Kohan Gadolim thinking? The whole thing is we have to be mavdal ourselves. And mavdal idei chachmas Torah, we are the Rosh Hashivas. We are Levi. We're not the Melech. That is Alti Yaduchach, that is Yehuda. But when there's nobody from Shevet Yehuda who can be the Melech, who's the most sensible replacement? The one to supersede them has to be what? The Rosh Hashivas. If we don't have a Melech, it's going to be the next. Who are we? Are the Rosh Hashivas? We're the Rosh. And the whole battle of here is a battle of Chochmah. Who has the Chochmah? It's going to be Shem and Levi. We're the ones who are Mavdu. We be'et Samar Muvdil. We introduce the whole concept. Levi, is Mila, is Yomalayla, is Bechina Shamas, is Muvdil. You are separate. Memelo. That's all Indian of Shabbos and Torah together. Who is the Amen of Torah? Yaakovinu. And who's the first one to keep Shabbos like no other? Yaakovinu. And Lecharetz is Elbazach. It all comes together. Famous Meshach Chochma Parshas Vayishlach. Meshach Chochma says, it brings down the Psikta, Parsha Yiralev. Avram Shalok Kosovo Shemir Shabbos Aval Yaakov Shekosovo Shemir Shabbos Shemir Vayichan Espenei Ayir Zog the Medrash Nirchanes Im Dibduwe Chama Vekova Techumen. Who's the first one to set up Techumen? What Techumen? I stop here and I don't venture beyond these borders. Who's the one about whom we read in Chazal is the first one? Yes, Avram Avinu kept Kol Torah Kula Mishnah Kedusha Beveis Aman Aleph Yumachav Chesan Beis Avram Avinu Kiyim Es Kol Torah Kol Mishnisna. But who's the one that Chazal highlight that turned the spotlight on Shabbos? Shemir Shabbos was Yaakovino. It makes sense. And Mamish goes together. Because Avram had a Yitzhak, but he had a Yishmael. Yitzhak had a Yaakov, but he had an Esav. Who is the first one? Mitosa Shlema. Who starts out the Yudbe Shifteko? Who separates himself from Lavan, from Esav, from everybody else, and sets up his own yeshiva? That's Yaakov. He is the Amen HaTorah, and he is also the one to be Shomer Shabbos like nobody before him. They go together. He is Miyached. Klai Yisrael now is an Am. Avram Bekoyach brought the Musik of Yisrael into the world, but who practically created the Shem Yisrael? Parshas Vayishlach is the Parsha of the Shem Yisrael. Parsha Yishach is the Parsha of Yaakov Avinu, is the new Am, is the new beginning, the new phase of existence, and it's the Parsha wherein Chazal tell us he was Vayichan, he set up Techumen, and the whole idea of Techumen is what? Zok Meshach Chochma is We are all separate. And the whole Indian is that Shabbos, Yaakov, Shlomo Midas Tochayir, he didn't go Michutz L'Tchom, because even though he is Shabbos, he is separate. We're separate from the Goyim. And that's how Shabbos is introduced to us. In the end of B'Shalach, what do we know about Shabbos? Shvuish Tachta Vayitzeish Mekoma. I'll be the Yisur of the Maral and the Gro. You want to know the understanding, to comprehend a concept, an idea, a name, go to the first place in Chumash it appears. How we introduce to Shabbos? Shabbos is what? Is Loshen Shape. Is Loshen Stay Put. Don't go anywhere. Shvuish Tachta Vayitzeish Mekoma. Tachumen. You're separate from the Goyim. By definition, you have to stay separate. Yantif, you can go venture beyond, but Shabbos is, you stay put. Shabbos is, no. Heter, Hotza, you can't go places. It's Shavuish Tavta. That is Shabbos. It's setting up the Chumen. The same one who gave us Torah, Basma, the Rabbah Vatsuma, like nobody before him, is the same one to give us Shabbos like nobody before him. Because Shabbos and Torah, Miyachados is an Am. Yaakov is stoning out the Am Yisrael. What does he highlight more than anything else? Shmir Shabbos and Liman HaTorah. Who is that? That's Levi. We're all Shomer Shabbos, but who's the one who is Nivdal from Bechinas Chochmas HaTayra? Levi was Muvdal from everybody else to be the Rosh Hashiva. He's Asuke Shmaisa Levi Yochasol. He's the one who's teaching Torah to the masses. That's Levi. That's in being Mavdil Asatzma. Mela, what's Alanisim all about? Alanisim is Sham the Malchus Yavan Hashol Amcha Yisrael Ashkicham to Asecha. And so what happens? Roshom Yatzis Zeyiv Miyad Oske So Asecha Lachasis Hashem Gon VeKodesh VeLamecha. Then you have Havdola Hashem Kodesh LiAmcha Yisrael Asis So Chua Gadol Fukani Mazavachi Came Bol Lidvir Bol Vanecha. Why are we holding Vanecha? Why are we here? Do we highlight them as Vanecha? They're your sons. How do we know? Where's the reference of they're your sons? Tzvachinus Tamidim Parshas Rei Yudal and Aleph Bonim Atam Lashem Lakechem. I Elu HaTamidim. Chinus Tamidim. Who are the Tamidim? Who's the Chelik of Hashem? That Shem Alevi. Finu Seich Levet Yusuf Neshecha. Veluk Aneiris Vachatzus Kachecha Vachulei. That is Chanukah. Chanukah is the return to the Malkam HaVoda. But the Malkam HaVoda is what? Is really Be'ikar in the Kodesh HaKadosh. There we have the Ikar Malkam HaVoda, the most Miyuchad Ikar Malkam HaVoda. That's Nivdol, that's Knauchus Kodesh, but Kodesh Kadosh and Be'etzem. And there is the Malkam Oran, because they always go together. The place that's the most Mukdash, that's the most Mufdal from the Olam HaGashmi, from every other place in the world, as the only place that's apropos for the Malkam HaOran, the Malkam for the Luchas and the Shivya Luchas Menachas Ba'Aran, that's the Torah. Where the Sanhedrin? The Lishkas HaGozes, right opposite the Aran. The Chochmei, the Eini HaEida, are right opposite the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It always goes together. The Iker Malkam HaVoda is going hand in hand with the Iker Malkam of Torah. Who are the Iker Balei HaVoda? Kohen Gadol, you're going to get Shemen. From what? The Shemen that had the signet of the Kohen Gadol. That's Leviim, that's the Kohanim, and that is the Bechina of the Sanhedrin, the Eini HaEida. That's Bechina's the Rosh, those are the Levim, who are the Rosh Yeshivas, who are the most nivdal from everybody else. Chanukah is Loshen Chinuch, Chinuch HaBonim. It's always B'nei Vanecha, it's always B'nei Bon, it's always the Indian of what? It's always the Indian that we're learning. We're learning. The Rosh Yeshivas from Levi, who are the leaders? When there's no king from Malchus Beis Yehuda, who's roy for the job, who's suitable for the post, Achalon comes Beis Chashmonoi, and they rationalize, albeit they erred egregiously, Alpi Ramban, they lost to the Malchus, they got severely punished, everybody died out, but what was the Havamina, Kasaka Taitach, that what? If you don't have someone from Malchus Beis Yehuda, who's going to be the Rosh Hashiva? Who's going to be the one? We're the ones to overpower, to vanquish. Yofin, all about Chachma, who's going to be the one to now be the Rosh in the Malkam Avoda, and to be the Bechina Sanhedrin, and here now too, the Bechina of the Melech? By definition, it's got to go ahead and be Shevet Levi. Memelo, we go back to Berachas HaTorah. Every morning we get up, and we know that anytime we lose a Beis HaMikdash, Nedar, and Pei Beis HaMan Aleph, and Metziah, Pei Ham, and Aleph, why do we lose it? Ivei, well, Mamish, we got to finish up. Why do we lose it? Berachas HaBerachas Tchila. We didn't make the Brachas, the Ran, Kayadu, and Nedar, and Pei Beis. We weren't the Mashiv Torah Kedaboy. So what's Berachas HaTorah? Berachas HaTorah is what? Asher Berachas HaBana was separate. But the first is what? Lasuk B'Divrei Torah. To be Osek, what do we see over and over again? Oske Sorsecha. Zaydim Yad Oske Sorsecha. It's all about what? The whole Nusach is Oske Sorsecha. Even in Brochus Yad Aleph and Aleph. When the Gemara discusses the Nusach of the Brochus, what do we find? We find in the Nusach of the Brochus that it's Oske Sorsecha. It's Oskei Sorasecha. It's Lasek B'Divrei Torah. It goes hand in hand. Those are the two brachas of Torah. Amar Papa, Amar Avuna, different neschos, Hilkat Hanerun, the Tarvayo. Let's say all the brachas. Let's go in and say what? Let's say Asher Bracha Bonu. But let's also say Lasek B'Divrei Torah. The only way to make it are Asek. Who's Osek in Divrei Torah? Who's Asek? Whose job is it? That's Sheva Levi. It's Mamish the Asek. They're Oskei Sorasecha. What was Chanukah? We were able to be Osek in Torah all over again. They wanted Lashkicham. the opposite is, we're now Oskei Sorasecha, that all goes together hand in hand with what? Asher Bachar Banu. It all goes hand in hand. It's Al Yidei the making at the Esek HaTaira. Al Yidei highlighting first and foremost the Chachmas HaTaira. Therein we highlight that we're Nivdol, that we talk our the Amma Nivchor, the Amma Segula. We could go into Asher Bachar Banu. What's the bridge? The bridge is Vaharevna. The Torah's got to be sweet. The Torah's got to be Geshmak. Who gives us that bracha of Vaharevna? What is Rabbi Yochanan? Yochanan, of course, is putting the chain into Yavin. When you take chain, the pinimistic of beauty, and you attach it into Yavin, you get Yochanan. That's chain into Yavin. Who's the one who gives us the memra that a guy who keeps Shabbos learns Torah Chai Misa? It's none other than Rabbi Yochanan himself. There in that Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's Tessim and Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan tells us the Torah's got to be sweet. You got to love it. It's got to be Geshmak. The bridge that links Lasek B'Divrei Torah, making it your Asek, and highlighting the fact that you're an Amma Nivchar Shabbachabanu, is the Nusach of the Haravnan. The Torah's got to be sweet. The Torah's got to be geshmak. Why, Zaktor Chaim Kineski, do we not have in Lasek B'Divrei Torah? Where is the nusach of Lahavin Lahaskel Nahava Rabbah that pops us from Ruchas HaTaira? Teretz is, if the Torah is sweet, you don't even need a bakashim yochedes to ask to be Lahavin Lahaskel. If the Torah is sweet, if you love it, to eat it up, it's Mesukim Advashman of a Sufim, you don't even need a bakashim yochedes. And Lamais, it's Mafurish Rashi in Shir Shirim and Aleph Beis. It's a ton of Eliyahu Rabin, Parakir Ches, Rabbein Yonah, also Mishneh Beis Dalad. If you have a Masika Satora, you love it, you eat it up, you lick your fingers, the sweetness of the Torah. Think of Shemakite of the Torah. Torah's Nimshol to Isha, right? We call the Isha honey. Isha's honey, Devash, right? Torah's Mesukah Midvash, and the Isha is called honey. Husband's called the wife's honey. Why? Because Isha's Gamacha 306, Gamacha Devash, Gamacha 306. And that's the Torah. Torah's sweeter than honey. It's Mesukah Midvash and Ofasufim. You got to lick the Torah off your fingers. If you have a Haravna, the only time we ask why, because every other mitzvah is what? Mitzvah Slav Hanas Ninu, but the famous Egle Tana Zagdama, the famous Shlomo Sechashvu is really already Rabbeinu Avram and Har in Nedar Mem Chesem and Aleph, and of course the famous Levush in Archai Mem Zion, the famous Stipler in Chabes and Kilis Yaakov and Brachas, that the Haravna is what is it? Birchas Anenen, Pile Plum, Birchas Atayra, the whole Dia of Avram, Chaschenach, Rabachona, is it Birchas Amitzah, Birchas Shach, you know all the rain. Yeah, but what do we have a Haravna? It's a Birchas Anenen. Shem says that is Tamator Lishma. That's learning Osek Torah Lishma as well. I gotta love it. It's gotta be sweet. It's a Brichas Anenen before you get done up. It's Mitzvah Slav Hanas Nenu. Ah, but the Torah is Lahanas Nenu. What's the link between making Torah your Asek and knowing that a Shabbat Chabanu? The link is it's gotta be sweet. When you lose it, when you don't have the Chashivas, you don't love it, then what happens? Then the Beis HaMikdash, we lose the Beis HaMikdash, we lose the Makam HaVoida, we lose the Aron, we lose everything. Why? Because Ashalo Bircha Bracha Techila. You have to make the Brachas, and the link as well, given by Rabbi Yochanan, it's the Haram. It's got to be Masikas, it's got to be Geshmak. Rav Meir Simcha, with this we're going to close. Rav Meir Simcha from Davinsk, when he got into Rav Yerucham Olshan from Lakewood, said over this myself that he had a relative who had a relative who learned Bacharusa with Rav Meir Simcha with the Heilige Meshach Chochma, the Sara, Tyre Rav Chaim called it. He got tested in Slobodka, they sent them all to Rav Meir Simcha. And Rav Meir Simcha, when he got up to a Shver Taisus to the Charusa, what did he tell him? He said, let's go into a corner and you're going to daven. And what are you going to daven for? Daven for Avos HaTayra. So the Yamaha Satori came back and they understood Pshat and they finally put up the Shverkat in the Taisus. Say, yes, the Rameh said, what's Pshat? Why didn't I daven like the Chozen Ish? The Chozen Ish writes that if you are stuck in a Taisus and a Shverkat, you can make her go into a corner, take out a Tehillim, and daven to a Kodesh Brochu. But the Meshach Chachma says, no, you daven Fama Satori. Why? Like Rechaim Kenevsky, that's the whole Indian, Maharev Na. Like the Tanad El Yerav, if the Torah is sweet, if you love it, Lahavda Afi Abdullah. You ever forget a movie you saw 20 years ago? 20 years ago, you still remember it to this day. I remember Schatani Maskari on Ferris Bueller's Day Off, right? You can watch this is my favorite movie going up. You can remember lines. I'm trying to get it out of my brain. These things don't go away. Your favorite song, your favorite line, because you loved it, because you put all of you into it. It was sweet, it was tasty. You threw out the rest of the world and you put yourself into it. We remember. We can remember songs, movies, TV shows. How do you remember the Torah? Megillah Vav Abayis, Lokim Girsas Yatam and Shemaya. But you got to love it. You got to live it. It's got to be the Harav Na. It's got to be sweet. You got to make a Brachas Anenen on it. That's the sweetness. If you want to be Zaycha to the Havan al Haskel, Zak the Meshach Chachma. What do? You go to Davin, Hashem I want Avos HaTaira. In Avarava, we Davin, Avarava, Avarava Avtanu, there, the same Labinu Lahavin Haskel, and Brachas HaTaira in the morning. The Lachachila is what? All I have to say is Vaharavna, because that's Kolol, everything, the Gantz Azach. All I have to do is say, what Hashem, I want it to be sweet. Give him that Berachas Anenen. If it's sweet, then you'll put together, that's the bridge to link the Esek HaTaira. You'll make him Amish your Esek, and you'll understand that Taka, we are Hashem HaChatem HaKolom, like the Maisot the Chazanish. You'll never be sad. That is the Mesikas HaChaim. That's Simchas HaTaira Lamal Manateva. That's the way to overcome Yavan Shmini Lamal Manateva. It's all about the Taira, the Machina Shmini Lamal Manateva. But it's got to be Vaharavna, it's got to be sweet, and we got to love it. When the Briska Rav was asked, that why did you favor of Shach over all your sons? The son said, it's not fair, you know, Tati Briskarov, you're giving such an adifus over to Rishach, over everybody else. Why Rishach? So we know, famous mice from Chaim Ozer Gedzensky, that Rishach came in the middle of a big moitzus, he was a bocher, and yeshiva came over and asked Chaim Akasha, and Chaim Ozer stopped the asifus HaTzadikim. My brother told me all this mice, he stopped in the middle of the meeting to answer this kasha. So they said, he's in the middle of a meeting, this yeshiva bocher has the chutzpah to go over to the Golod Or, Chaim Ozer Gedzensky asked him a kasha. He says, you don't understand this laser Menachem, this future of Shach, Hagon Rishach, one of the Gedolei Dor in the next generation. Chaim Ozer said, he can't live. He loves the Torah so much, he can't live. He needs the answer. He won't be able to go to sleep. He won't be able to function the rest of the day. He needs to have this answer. So back to the Briskarov, when he was asked, why'd you favor this? He says, let me tell you about Rishach. He says, when I tell you of a good shtickle title, I tell you because you like it, you enjoy it, you taste it, you taste the sweetness. When I tell Rishach a beautiful chiddush, he goes out, he can't even contain himself, he goes out into the street, and he starts to dance. And he starts to dance. And he one time, and he was singing. And he one time said at a time, and what's Rishach saying when he's dancing? And he's dancing and saying, oh, this is so chaviv to me. It's like Olam Haba. Right, the famous Meister Baruch Ber, Olam Haba, who needs Olam Haba? Just give me a Gemara, a Dharma, and a Shtender. Yes, the earlier versions, and a cigarette. A cigarette, a Gemara, a Dharma, a Shtender, and a cigarette. What do you need Olam Haba for? You have the Torah, that's it. All you need is the Torah. So Rishach was dancing. And they said, what was he saying when he was dancing? This is Gemara, this is Olam Haba, Malmish. I'm tasting the Torah, this is Olam Haba. So then they saw Rishach crying. They said, Rishach, why are you crying? He says, because I had charata. I said, this is Olam Haba. I should have said, this is better than Olam Haba. This is greater than Olam. I should be willing to give up all my for one chiddush of the Briskarov. The Briskarov says, he's Machabi the Torah. He has a Mesikas HaTorah. It's Mamash Mesuka Midvash. He's eating it up. He's licking it off his fingers. I'm sorry for the overtime, but Torah is Lamalaman Asman. Now that's it. It's got to be Baharav. No, that's how we have to go up the Chanukah. So, yes, you open up the Chasidish Asvarav, and Purim is the Yantav of Torah, and Shavuos is the Yantav. This is the Yantav of Torah. Pesach, this is the Yantav. Yodim is the Yodim of Tyre. Avana and Bali Musa, right? Every Yodim is the Yodim. And Avana, it's true. Bachinus, Bachinus, Yesh. I be Chanukah. Gantz, Kuli, Alma, Moedim. The Gantz of Elt agrees. This is Torah Shabbat Peh. Ayin, Rav Unra, Thra, Pachet, Yitzhak, and Chanukah. It's all about the Chochmah. It's all about highlighting the difference between our Chochmah. Our Chochmah is an Arevis. Our Chochmah is a sweetness. Our Chochmah is the link between Sinai, Hamat, and Torah Seinu. It's our sense of exclusivity. Goy Shalom, Torah Shai Misa. Ain Mosem Tol Akam, I'm making my Esek. Ramam Shvita, Vyoba, Yogim, Yogimel. Everybody can make the Esek. How? It's got to be the Harav. You got to love it. You got to eat it. You got to breathe it. You got to sleep it. It's Mamish, your life. It's the Harav. No, we should be Zaycha to taste the Arevis. We should need to have to ask Lahavan and Haskel. We should know the sweetness. We should dance. It's greater than all of Chayal and Haba. We should be Zaycha this Chanukah to taste the sweetness of the waters in Mayim al-Tayra. Tainas Davzayim al-Af. We only drink water when we're thirsty. We always got to be thirsty for the Torah. Drink the 8 cups of water a day, doctors tell us. 8 cups of Torah a day, Lamal Manatzeva. It's always got to be Lamal Manatzeva. It's all the Nesikas, the sweetness. That's the Torah. Enjoy the water. Enjoy the Torah. Thank you so much for inviting me. Have a good night. I'm sorry for the overtime. And have a Freilacha, Mayrdeka, unbelievable Lichtelacha. I'm